Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 23rd of February, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Full fact, Facebook's only UK-wide fact-checking partner employs just 2 full-time fact-checkers, reports Business Insider. Full fact says it has other staff who sometimes assist with checking Facebook content. The organization says it has conducted 250 checks to date for the social network. Facebook also works with FactCheck NI, which focuses on content in Northern Ireland. An AI model developed by MIT has identified an antibiotic compound that was able to destroy many of the world's most problematic disease-causing bacteria, including some antibiotic-resistant strains, MIT News reports today. In only days, the machine learning algorithm can sift through millions of chemical compounds, singling out possible antibiotics that differ from current ones. Newly leaked documents shows that EU police forces want to connect facial recognition databases in all 27 member states, creating a network that could eventually link to reciprocal databases in the United States. This could form a massive transatlantic consolidation of biometric data, according to The Intercept, which obtained the documents from a source in Europe who's concerned about its development. According to the report, national police forces in 10 EU states want to introduce legislation that would call for the creation and connection of facial databases across Europe. Amazon has increased the frequency and size of its orders for Chinese products to mitigate the impact of the coronavirus outbreak on supply, The New York Times reports. Some suppliers have scaled back advertising on the site to preserve stock. Amazon also recently contacted brands and merchants, expressing concern about supplies for the Prime Day sale in July. Google indexes WhatsApp group invites, enabling anyone to find and join groups administrators likely intended to be private. Using specific search terms, Motherboard was able to join a group for UN-accredited NGOs and to view the names and phone numbers of other members. Google and WhatsApp noted that people should not publish invite URLs when privacy is a concern. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.